This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Y'all blissed? Dr. Shealy's with us. This is USA Prepares. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Dr. Shealy, I have an email from Gretchen, and she also would like to know about Iodorol. And she says in her email that this is what Dr. Shealy uses, and I've used for 15 years, meaning Gretchen has used it for 15 years. And would we please discuss the dosage? And she believes she's heard you say that 12.5 milligrams is the dosage that you recommend. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Simple.
And so 12, so that's what, yeah. Is that one tablet of Iodoral, I-O-D-O-R-A-L?
Yes.
One tablet per day?
Okay. Well,
next
no,
per day.
Per week.
Okay. One tablet per week, 12.5 milligrams of Iodorol. And does it stay in your system about a week? Is that the reason?
Well, yes. You have to take something simple every day to go to a small dose, but it's adequate for the average person.
Okay. And how does that... So the recommendation, I believe I understand you saying, is one Iodorol tablet per week, which is 12.5 milligrams.
Yes.
And she says it also comes, she said it also comes in a 50 milligram dose.
Oh, well, I would not take that.
Okay. All right. So to be clear, 12.5 milligrams once per week, one tablet per week.
Yeah.
Dr. Shealy, how does that correlate with Lugol's iodine solution? Is it, do you take one or the other, but not both, or can you take both? Okay. So if you want to make it simple, it's one Iodorol tablet once a week, or if you have Lugol's solution, which is very inexpensive. 2 ounces is roughly $15 shipped from the internet. What is your recommendation for Lugol solution to have an adequate amount of iodine under normal circumstances?
You know, I haven't used it in 30 years, so I've forgotten.
Okay.
Lugol solution, I cannot recommend it since I don't know how many drops.
Okay. All right. So we can always come back to that another time. Okay. Dr. Shealy, we heard on the news that we have an open borders situation with the current regime. And it's like, you want to come over. We're not going to give you a hard time. And so people are coming over in record numbers. And I remember learning from my grandparents when they came over from Italy. And they came over on a ship, as many did, and they went to Ellis Island where they were interviewed, they were checked for diseases, there are certain things that you had to do that my grandparents were certainly willing to do when they came over from Italy. And they did it the right way, the way that the law prescribed if you wanted to be a United States citizen, there's certain things you had to do. And my grandparents did all of them. And many, like my grandparents, did. But now it seems like if you want to come over, you just sneak over. And I find it objectionable. Do you have any comments about, maybe diseases? Do you have any comments about lawlessness? And what an open border means compared to doing it the way it was done around 1910, 1900?
Well, my number one comment is insanity. You open yourself to thieves and all kinds of diseases and criminals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we're doing. And Dr. Shuley, I have taken a dim view, and I'm being polite, of people who have voted for this current regime and support this regime.
Well, I take a stronger view. They're as insane as the person they elected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I was trying to be polite. As a matter of fact, I can't stand them. That's the truth. I really can't. And those who I know who have voted for this regime, and those who I know who have continued to recommend the jab, I don't talk to them anymore. I mean, I just cross them off the list, literally. And that was one of the questions that I wanted to ask you this hour. It seems that there are people who have contracted COVID, and it's been a long time since they've been themselves. Meaning, for example, there's a study on the internet that only 29% of hospitalized COVID-19 patients fully recover after a year or more. Only 29%. So that means 71% don't recover fully after a year of being in the hospital with COVID. What are your thoughts about that? We're talking about long haulers.
Well, it's one of the most dangerous things that ever happened. It's probably worse than Spanish flu.
What they found out was that people who are obese were half as likely to fully recover, while those who needed a mechanical ventilator were 58% less likely to fully recover. So being overweight is a big problem in recovery.
And
being on a ventilator.
Well, 72% are overweight and 36% are just plain fat, obese, officially.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're talking about just of the general population?
Yes.
So what's happening is the people who, the bottom line is, those who have been hospitalized a year after their hospitalization, they're still having a tough time with COVID. So for those who think that COVID is nothing, they've lost their minds. They have lost their minds. And I think those who have said that it's fake and fraud and, you know, COVID is not real as a disease and it's not debilitating, I think they're beyond inaccurate. And those who, and I'm reading more and more about people who have gotten the jab, who have really gotten sick, really, really gotten sick. And that leads us back to my original hypothesis that there are, in my world, I came up with 10 different concentrations of the jab. So the zero would be saline solution. Level one would be 10% solution of the, or 10% concentration of the jab dose. A 10 would be the maximum dose. And so what we found is some people said, well, it's nothing. I had no reaction whatsoever. And I'm thinking that sounds like saline to me. And then some people said they had just a mild case. And that sounds like a level one or 10% concentration. Some people were pretty sick. That sounds like a 5, 6, or 7. Some people died. That sounds like a 10. And, 100% concentration. And I think it was, my world is, it's being tracked. The people who were at the top supervising this know exactly who got what concentration. They were tracking who died, how well it's working, meaning killing people, etc. Dr. Shuley, your comments?
Well, again, it's the worst tragedy in history. history, I think, slightly worse than the bubonic plague.
And it's man-made, yes?
I'm sorry?
And it's man-made? I believe it is.
Well, criminal-made.
Okay, criminal-made. Okay. All right. So, do you think we'll ever see justice brought to those who have unleashed this to the entire planet?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to reading all about it.
Yes.
And seeing the gallows, seeing the guillotines, seeing the drawing and quartering. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Because the people who have unleashed this and killed mothers, fathers, grandmothers, grandfathers, aunts, uncles, cousins, brothers, sisters, children.
Well,
intentionally.
It's chaos.
Mm-hmm. We've been talking about food here at USA Prepares, and we have been advocating many things. And all of them are immutable. For example, we have been saying get out of Dodge. And I think those who have gotten out of Dodge have said, well, it's a good thing to get out of Dodge. We have been saying start your garden, grow your own food as best you can. Raise animals if you can, buy a farm. And those who have, I think, feel a lot better about raising their own food, at least in some percentage of their own food. Dr. Shuley, it seems like every day I'm reading more about the food supply collapsing. And I'm not using that word lightly. So, for example, Russia controls about 30% of the world's fertilizer supply. But that doesn't mean that if you're a customer of Russia, that only you will be affected. That really means that 30% of the world's fertilizer supply has been pulled off the market. That means that farmers who rely on fertilizer to plant are going to be unable to have a successful crop. That means there's going to be less food available on the shelves. That means that prices are going to go up. It means all those things, which means that those who are smart enough to get in front of this are going to plant their own gardens. And you've had a garden how long, Dr. Shuley? How long have
you
been gardening?
Of my 89 years, I have gardened all but 17 years when I was in college and training. So, okay. 72.
So you've been gardening for 72 years. Now, at your new location, it seems like the first thing you wanted to do was have a garden. Am I confused, or is that right?
Oh, well, yes. I miss my garden.
And, we're going to make.
Yeah.
And we're going to make that happen. And so I'm excited about doing that. Lou's excited about doing that. And what I'm trying to say, class, is it's that important. And for those of you who haven't done it, just the joy of going out in the summer and going into your garden and picking some tomatoes and picking some peppers. For me, it's different kinds of tomatoes, different peppers, sweet peppers, hot peppers, washing them in the kitchen, taking those, I don't know, 30, 40 feet of steps, you know, to go from the, I don't mean uphill or downhill, I just mean just walking over the garden 30 steps, 40 steps, getting into the kitchen, washing that.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's what I was saying, is that there's a real joy in being able to go out into your own garden, you know, 30, 40 steps from the kitchen door, and picking some tomatoes, some peppers, bell peppers, hot peppers, washing them, cutting them up, putting them into a bowl or a salad, and some lettuce, and or some lettuce, and adding some extra virgin olive oil, a little sea salt, some pepper maybe, grind some pepper on there, and either apple cider vinegar or wine vinegar, and that's lunch. And it's... you can do that for months, and it's wonderful. It's a wonderful thing to behold. It's a wonderful thing to happen, and you have insulated yourself from the supply chain when you do that. So you're less dependent on the supply chain. Sharon's with us, and I know Sharon does something similar to that.
Yeah, I have probably 400 or 500 little baby plants growing on my kitchen table, a little kind of alcove and in a bay window.
We're up
here in Montana, so our last of our snow from the last crazy dumping that hit about a week ago is pretty much melted. I was getting ready to put stuff in the garden. I thought I'd start some cold crops, and then it dumped about 6 inches of snow, and I'm thinking, well, I guess I'm not planting quite yet. But
One small diversion before you ask your question to Dr. Shuley.
Yeah.
So if you've ever bought tomatoes from the supermarket and you compare the tomatoes, the flavor, the texture, the size, the meat compared to what you're growing in your garden, are they the same or are they different? Because to me,
there's
a world of difference.
No, the ones you buy in store are usually really quite tasteless, and they're almost plasticky. Unless you can buy some hothouse ones, they have a little more flavor, but it's still like 1/3 of the flavor you get when you grow them yourself. It's just totally different. Really
I agree.
Different.
Dr. Shuley?
Yeah, I where we are, it's funny, people say you can always grow potatoes. We don't have very good success growing potatoes, but we have wonderful success growing tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dr. Shuley, do you agree with that, that there's a world of difference between supermarket tomatoes and the ones you grow in your own garden?
Absolutely. And I enjoy the playing in the garden. I call it playing in garden.
Are we still on?
Well, taking care of it.
Yes.
I'm not hearing.
Yes.
I don't hear Dr. Shuley.
Yes. Okay. We're good. So, Sharon, you have a medical question.
Well, I did. I had two, actually. One, I was going to ask Dr. Shuley his perspective on the synthetic thyroid that you get compared to, I guess, it's a real thyroid. If you think
real versus unreal.
And why, because I'm currently on the synthetic stuff, but I did talk with my doctor, and she's willing to switch me over, but she wants to run some tests first. And I'm trying to find out if that would be my
normal.
To try to go to a more real thyroid. They don't make it too many places, so I'll have to kind of search around the valley to see who can provide that for me if I do.
Well, the synthroid is synthetic, and it works in about 10% of people. 90% of people I see who are on synthroid, it's not working, so I change it to armors. But if it's working, you won the 10%, it's okay.
Sharon, did you hear that?
I can't hear a thing from him at all.
Oh, okay. All right.
Just empty
Jason,
silence.
Oh. Okay. Dr. Shuley has been responding to you, and so I guess you're hearing silence. So, Dr. Shuley, can you say that one more time? I'll see if she can hear you.
Synthroid is synthetic, and that's the S-I-N, in my opinion, because only 10% of the people I see on synthroid have their thyroid function well controlled.
Mm-hmm.
And 99% of those unarmers have their thyroid controlled.
Okay. Yeah, I was, they say my levels have been okay, but I'm still just dealing with a lot of fatigue and stuff that would make me think the thyroid's not cooperating properly.
Well, check your oral temperature when you've been out of bed 3 hours.
Uh-huh.
If it's not 98.6, you are hypothyroid.
I've never had my temperature get up to 98 even.
Well, you're part of the 90% on synthroid.
Uh-huh. So you think it would be to my advantage to go ahead and switch over?
Yes.
Okay. And then I do have a second question that's unrelated to
that. Yeah, and we're going into a bottom of the hour break. We'll be enjoying some commercial and news announcements for a few minutes, and then we'll be back with Dr. Norm Shuley and Sharon in Montana. Sharon's an instructor, and she'll be following up with questions about the thyroid. This is a really important class. We'll be right back.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Emmanuel Macron has won France's presidential election, fending off a historic challenge from Marie Le Pen during Sunday's runoff vote. Emmanuel Macron addressed his supporters in front of the Eiffel Tower in Paris after early results projected him winning a second term by roughly 58% of the vote. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Monday after a visit to Kyiv that Ukrainian President Zelensky is committed to winning his country's fight against Russia, and that the United States will help him achieve that goal.
We don't know how the rest of this war will unfold, but we do know that a sovereign, independent Ukraine will be around a lot longer than Vladimir Putin's on the scene. And our support for Ukraine going forward will continue. It will continue until we see final success.
USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Twitter's board and billionaire Elon Musk negotiated into the early hours of Monday over his bid to buy the social media platform. Musk said last week that he lined up $46.5 billion in financing to buy Twitter, putting pressure on the company's board to negotiate a deal. FBI Director Christopher Wray on CBS News overnight explains his vision for the department.
One of the things that I've tried to bring to the equation, to the job as FBI director, is a focus on process and rigor and professionalism and objectivity. And so if the FBI is going to remain, which I firmly believe it is, the world's premier law enforcement organization, even 10, 20 years from now, we need to make sure we're thinking ahead. So coming up with innovative ways to deal with some of those changes. So we have, for example, created an innovation lab where we have work by our folks with private sector folks to try to figure out how to better anticipate some of the technological developments that are coming upon us and how we can take advantage of those technologies. We have a massive development down at Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville, where we are side by side with the military, NASA, and others to try to take advantage of the space that we have down there to develop cyber ranges for our folks to work on cyber attacks.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Watch it. There's something underneath. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Oh,
God,
you're
take my...
When you go to
the
DC,
for 2 seconds,
start
to...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, medical doctor. Sharon's with us. And just a quick rhetorical question. As we see more and more food shortages and you're unable to get the food to feed your family, who are you going to call? Who are you going to call? Are you going to call your congressman? Are you going to call your state senator? Are you going to call your mayor? Or are you going to call the guy in the big chair? You're going to call him, tell him you're hungry. Who? You are responsible for you and your family. So it is incumbent upon you to grow a garden. Even if you start with a bucket of soil and some seeds. Sharon, back to you.
Yeah, actually I agree. You could grow tomatoes in pots real easy. And you can grow a lot of things in pots. You can even line a cardboard box with plastic and poke some holes in the bottom and grow a mat with dirt. So there are a multitude of ways of growing stuff anywhere you're at just about. And it will just give you especially the fresh vitamins and stuff. you can't really grow like enough wheat, probably, unless you have a lot of acreage. But, you know, all that green stuff, and you can actually dehydrate a whole lot of the greens like kale and stuff like that and add to smoothies. Or just when I make like spaghetti, I throw in like crushed dehydrated spinach or kale in it. The sauce, you can't even tell it. But you're adding more nutrition. And so I think that as things get more challenging, you will want to add as much nutrition as you can to your diet, because staples are limited in their nutritional value. So as far as that part's concerned, you have mentioned, Vincent, that you took for a while, or I don't know if you're still doing it, or taking some iodine also. Is that something wise to do, or does that mess up the medicines? I'm always concerned that you can take too much stuff that would actually not make the stuff that you're taking as effective.
Well, you need a small amount of iodine for energy itself. It's used in itself, not as making thyroid, but help with energy. So I recommend one iota raw a week, 12.5 milligrams.
Okay. Okay. And is that
and your question was,
you can buy in the store?
Well, like a health food store, not in a drug store.
Right, right. Yeah, we have two or three of those around here. Well, kind of not near me, but in town.
Okay. Sharon, I think one of the questions that you were asking, let me interpret if I may.
Sure.
I think the question is, is there an interaction with the supplements, the et cetera, that I take? And I believe there is an interaction. And in order to prevent that, I space via time intervals what I take. So, for example, if I'm taking a drop or two of iodine in a big glass of water, if I take that, I will space that at least a half an hour away from any other supplements that I take. And that's what I do. And okay. When I was taking Armour Thyroid, I would space that out away from, for example, vitamin B complex, vitamin C. So that's what I did. And that's just my thinking based on what I remember from chemistry class. And just generally speaking, I just try to space out so my digestive system can work on one thing at a time. But I know that Dr. Shealy he takes many supplements at the same time. But then again, he is more knowledgeable in chemistry and biology than I, but way more knowledgeable. Mm-hmm. So I just do it as a precaution. Dr. Shealy, what are your thoughts about the way I do it? Is that okay?
Well, they're fine. You know, just take it. The timing is not as important. I mean, I take over 100 capsules of supplements, and iota raw once a week is part of that at the same time.
Okay, so it's a time thing. If you're taking 100 supplements and you're spacing them out, you know, a half hour apart, you'd be taking today's supplements, you know, next week.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Don't follow me. Follow Dr. Shealy's advice.
Well, I actually have to space. I take some extra supplements, too, trying to keep my body a little healthier. And I do space some of them out. But given I forget as the day goes on, I tend to take either morning or night, or I take some before I eat breakfast and then some after breakfast and then the rest. I don't do well taking things the middle of the day. I just get too busy. But I can do morning and night, and I stick with that. I'm just curious because I know Dr. Shee was a neurologist. And surgeon and everything. We have a neighbor that has severe migraines. He's not even able to work. And he started getting some of those kind of Botox shots. It doesn't work at all for the first week, from what I understand. But then he has about a week and a half of somewhat reprieve. And then it comes back with a vengeance. And they only do that once a month. And I've also run into a few other people recently. I don't know why, it's just kind of strange, but that they deal with migraines. Do you have any helpful treatments, or what causes that, or what? I mean, this guy's actually checked for allergies and stuff like that that might be triggering it. They've tried all kinds of stuff, but he is pretty much laid low with these really severe migraines, and I think he's probably in his 40s. I mean, he's not real old or anything, you know, not old by my standard anymore.
It's partly your total genetic and acquired performance, and
Mm-hmm. The extra riboflavin might help, Mike?
Yes. Well, probably this fear thing, riboflavin alone is not likely to be helpful.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm not
sure. I have a question
uh-huh.
relating to this. Dr. Shuley, when, and Sharon, in class, when I was building computers back in the 1990s, you know, the computers were like 33 megahertz, the processor, 33 million cycles per second. Actually, it started at around 16 million cycles per second. And they moved on to 33, 50, 100, you know, 500. When I was loading software on these computers, I had a workbench. It was a carpeted workbench, and I would take the covers off the computers, and I could work on 8 of them at a time. And when there were 16 million cycles per second, the cover would be off, the processor would be exposed. I could check on the cables, and I check the thermal characteristics of the hard drives and the processors and the memory and et cetera. So I had the computers open, and it was on a workbench, let's say, 8 feet long. So I had two monitors, and two monitors could span 8 computers. And I would see these, the screens, and I'd load software from one to the next to the next. So instead of just finishing one at a time, I would work on many at a time, as many as 8. Now at 16 megahertz, no problem. 50 megahertz, no problem. 100 megahertz, no problem. But when we got up to close to a gigahertz, I started getting headaches, and I started getting dizzy, and I got confused. I literally could not remember what I was doing. And I related that to the higher frequencies close to a gigahertz coming out of the exposed motherboards was confusing me. And what I found out was when I put the metal covers back on the computers, I was not confused. But when the metal chassis were removed so that I was exposed to these electromagnetic frequencies in the gigahertz range, the 1.0 gigahertz range and higher, I became a mental vegetable. I had to write down what I was doing because I couldn't remember from moment to moment what I did. And I'm not exaggerating, class. So that's when I learned that electromagnetic frequencies in the gigahertz range confused me. Literally confused me. So my question for you, Dr. Shuley, is it possible that these headaches, or some people's headaches, and you know, the migraines, confusion, brain fog, could be a result of cell phones, people using cell phones?
Well, yes, definitely. By the way, human DNA resonates at 52 to 78 gigahertz. So, gigahertz below that might be dangerous, or above that might be dangerous, but 52 to 78 billion cycles a second is good for your health. And we've demonstrated that with the Rejuva Matrix and the use of gigatens.
So not all frequencies are dangerous, but some are dangerous, right?
Yes.
Like the 2.4 gigahertz that a microwave oven might be using, which is very close to the same frequency as a cell phone. I mean, you can cook a hot dog, you know, in a microwave oven, and you could, you know, if you left it long enough, you could warm up a hot dog with several cell phones, you know, all around.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And another thing is that, class, here's just something to think about. So if you're in a car and you're traveling down the highway, your cell phone is always looking for the nearest cell tower. So it's looking. And as it finds the nearest one, or as it's leaving the one that you're currently using, and you're traveling toward a new one, another one, and your cell phone's looking for which one is stronger. But as it's looking, it ramps up and up and up the power radiation, the transmit level, so it can reach the one you're leaving. So in your car, you are isolating yourself partially from your cell phone's ability to reach the tower at a lower power level, because the top of your car is metal, the bottom's metal, the sides are metal, the front and back are metal, and it's only got the windows to look out. So your cell phone
is running at a higher power level inside the car than it would typically outside the car. And you are in a microwave oven in your car because there's metal all around you for these frequencies to bounce around and cook you. So, you know, the first thing I think of when people have health problems, I think of cell phones. And I'm not a doctor. I'm not trying to play one. But I'm telling you that I think cell phones are absolutely positively dangerous. Dr. Shealy?
Well, I agree, and I hate them. I literally despise cell phones.
I can't comment about headaches and cell phones because I don't have a cell phone. But I do know that when I was at the airport in Fayetteville, North Carolina, when I was building the city's computer system, I was the guy in building the automation for the city of Fayetteville in 1990. I went into the airport control tower where they have all these computers, and I was really confused. I mean, I had to leave. I barely had enough cycles working in my brain to get me out of that room. That's how much electromagnetic frequency was confusing me. And I'm being very serious, class. So I'm terrified. I am terrified of these gadgets and pieces of equipment like radar, like police radar. I can feel police radar. I can feel it. Not enough to slam on my brakes if I were speeding. Not like that. But I know, you know, I would say over the years to Mrs. Finelli, there's police radar somewhere around here, or there's a cell tower. And sure enough, over the hill, there'd be a cell tower or police with the radar gun. Sharon, I know you've got more to say. If you can hold through the break, let's address your questions.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, Sharon's with us. Dr. Shu is with us. I'm Ben Finelli. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
There's four of us now. Dr. Shealy, Sharon, Kathy on hold, and me. Sharon, back to you.
Yeah. Dr. Shealy, do you have any helpful hints to try to minimize the pain of migraines? I mean, I feel really, he's a super nice neighbor. He's helped us a whole lot. And then I run into so many people that deal with migraines that just shut them down. And, you know, is there something they can do that would help that you know of that's different?
Well, riboflavin up to even 10 milligrams a day. Can have a start with 6 milligrams. And secondly, autogenic training done twice a day are two simple things that can help a lot of people.
Okay, so what kind of training is that? I didn't quite get it.
Autogenic. It is my foundation of my entire self-regulation biofeedback system.
Okay, and you have that available on your website to learn how to
yes.
do it? Okay. Yeah, because like
yes,
I said,
learn,
in the last 2 weeks, I've run into like 4 people that deal with migraines. It's just kind of ironic that I would run into that. You know, it comes up in conversation somehow.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Quite debilitating.
Okay, so that does help. Yeah, because I feel bad. He's a super nice guy. He's helped us all a lot. And you can just see he's in so much pain. And sometimes he really just can't function, just has to lay down, you know, because it's so bad. So, I was just wondering, because it doesn't seem like these treatments he's getting, from what I understand, I haven't spoken to him, my husband did, but if they're only helping like a week and a half of a whole month, that's not real great, you know what I mean?
Right. That's why I developed the whole concept of holistic medicine.
Yeah.
Infinitely better than most drugs.
Yeah, I would agree with you. In most cases, that's really true. Well, that's actually all I need to ask you about, and so I'll let Kathy take over if that's okay with you guys.
Okay, thank you very much, Sharon. And class, I'm putting a link to Dr. Shuley's autogenic training at normshuley.com on the link on Ron Gibson's BitChute channel. Okay, so it'll be there today. If you go to Ron Gibson's BitChute channel, you'll see the autogenic training link. Sharon, thank you
excellent.
So much.
All right, thank you.
Kathy, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Good morning, Vince. Good morning, Dr. Shealy. Dr. Shealy, how are you doing?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, that's good to hear. Dr. Shealy, I have a couple questions. Do you know about Huntington's disease, the cause, and anything that can help people that have Huntington's?
Well, to me, as far as I know, it's highly genetic. I don't know any specific thing other than your ancestors.
Yeah. That's what I knew, too. Okay. Do you know of anything that could possibly help somebody if they start to become symptomatic?
Yes, the gamma pimp device.
Okay. Would you recommend using it before if they have it in their family, or would you wait until you had the symptoms?
Well, it's good for your general health, but
okay.
It probably will not be noticeable until you have a symptom.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good to know. Also, you were talking about taking your temperature, and some of the oral thermometers tell you that it's 1 degree lower if you take it orally. Is that true? And let's say you have...
They are false thermometers.
Okay.
Orally or in the axilla should be 98.6.
Okay. So that's the oral is not the most accurate?
It is. It's the standard.
Okay. Okay, so it should be 98.6, even though they say that it could be 1 degree low. Is that,
well,
did I understand that?
I would not trust that thermometer.
Okay.
I think the question, Dr. Shealy, is, should the oral temperature be the reference standard, or should there be maybe the rectal temperature be the standard? And I believe you're saying oral. Is that correct?
Oral.
Okay.
And then, Kathy, if the thermometer is, if it's accurate, should read 98.6 at 98.6. So those 2 points, use the oral temperature, and it should be 98.6, according to what Dr. Shealy said, if I understood correctly. And anything less than that is underactive thyroid. Is that correct,
Dr.
Shealy?
Well, I wouldn't quibble at 98.4, you know, 2/10 of a degree. But when it goes below 98.4, it's hypothyroid.
Okay. And my last question is... kidney stones. I know lots of people who get kidney stones, and like, why and what can you do other than going in and having surgery or having them blast them out?
The only preventable kidney stones are a deficiency in vitamin B6.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.